Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well, and I hope that you have had a wonderful day. If you are a new listener here, this is going to be a bit of a different episode. It's going to be a short one. I normally post episodes on Fridays, but I decided to post on Sunday because I want to send an encouraging message to all of you who are getting ready to walk back into school on tomorrow, Monday. So, new listeners, thank you for tuning in. I'm glad you found us. If you get a moment, go back and listen to the previous episodes. They're really cool, they're exciting, they're fun. I interview some of your peers that are your age, and we have fun talking about how they maneuver through their everyday lives. So if you get a moment, go back and listen to those episodes, and also the episodes where we talk about many different topics that are extremely valuable to things that you might do in your everyday life. So thank you for tuning in, and I have to thank our regular listeners. I truly appreciate you connecting with us. You know the drill, right? You know exactly what you need to do. So go back and listen to any episodes you want to listen to and just sit back and relax and enjoy today's message, which is do your best. Okay? I know many of you all are walking into a new school year. Many of you all are walking into new schools, and things might be different. Things might look different, especially if you're going from elementary to middle or middle to high. But I want to encourage you all that you have all the tools to do what it is that you need to do to have a successful school year. And if you feel like you do not have those tools, be sure that you are speaking to your parents, your grandparents, a counselor, a principal, your teachers, an adult. Tune in and listen to our podcast episodes. You can also have your parents reach out to me directly, and I will get you on the path that you need to be on to be successful as you move forward through these school months. Okay, so I am cheering for you all. I am excited. Like I said, I was going to post on Friday and I was like, wait a minute, let's give the kiddos something exciting to get into. And when I say kiddos because you guys are way younger than I am, but you all are actually some amazing young children, preteens, teenagers, young adults. And for those adults that are listening, yeah, I got you in there too, okay? But specifically for those of you who are starting a new school or new classes, go in, shake that nervousness off. It's not needed. It doesn't do us any good, right? It will not do you any good. Your focus and dedication and commitment to your schoolwork and your friends and your teachers and your schedules is what's going to be most important, okay? So, you know, if you feel like you can't find your way or you don't know your way, you look for that nearest adult to get you where you need to be. And stick that chest out, hold that head up high, and be bold and say, excuse me, ma'am or sir, I feel like I'm a little bit lost. Can you help me out, please? That shows confidence. I know they will be glad to route you in the direction that you need to go, okay? So keep that in mind. Tonight, I want you to get in bed early, right? I know parents are going to be encouraging that, right, parents? Go ahead, get in bed early. Rest your mind. Clear your thoughts, okay? Make sure you have everything lined up. If you want to put your outfit out, your cool first day of school outfit, if you want to have your backpack and book bags already packed and ready to go and organized, okay? Have those things set up. Make sure your alarm is set so that you get some extra sleep and you can wake up refreshed and ready to go. Getting those morning routines taken care of tomorrow morning when you are, you know, getting up, if you shower in the morning, great. If you do your, you know, hair, makeup, whatever you do in your morning routine, whatever it is, your breakfast, whatever it is, go in strong during that time and do that to the best of your ability. And if you need help with anything, ask an adult around you. It's okay to ask for help, okay? So I want you to keep that in mind. Ask for help if you need it. Keep yourself organized and have a great time, okay? I'm looking forward to hearing how everything is going to go on your first day of school. So feel free to connect with me, whether it is by email or through a voice message, through our podcast. Feel free to do that. Like I said, I don't want to hold you guys very long because I want you to be able to get some rest and I want you to be able to be focused going into this amazing school year. Air horns for the win. Bah, bah, bah. That is a special air horn for you. You go out and be great, okay? Go out and be great and go out and do amazing things this school year, all right? I'm so proud of each and every one of you. Even if I've never met you before in person, I am extremely proud of you. So go be great. Parents, I appreciate you. Get those kiddos lined up for the evening. Make sure that they are ready to rock and roll. And I commend you all for just being great and being there for them. I truly appreciate you having them tune in. Like I said, you know, we normally post on Fridays. I was like, let's do this on a Sunday so that they can walk into this school year proud, confident, energetic, and ready to roll, okay? So thank you for having your kiddos join. Thank you for listening as well. All of the information for our podcast and our Listen and Learn Center will be in the show notes, okay? Like I said, I wanted to keep this short, so be sure you check that out. Check out the website, www.listenandlearnllc.com, and connect with us by email at listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. And that is for our amazing people in Kansas City, Missouri, and also our amazing people in Kennesaw, Georgia. So be sure you connect with us at that email if you want to get set up with any type of phone consultations or meetings. I can get you set up to connect with us there, okay? So with all that said, again, go out, be great, enjoy, and until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.